Welcome to the Preacher's Corner, brought to you by In-House Productions with your hosts, Pastor JT and Lady Fanita. Listen to this podcast on Apple, Google, and Spotify. And you can find us at our website at thepreacherscorner.net, on Facebook at The Preacher's Corner, and IG at the.preacherscorner.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. We back with another episode of The Preacher's Corner. I am Pastor JT. This is
Lady Fanita.
And we're back for Motivation Monday, man. We are back in the building, man. So glad that you could make it and tune into this episode. We got a great topic, man. What it is? What is it? What is it? What is it? What is it?
Our topic for today is clap for yourself.
You got to clap for yourself, man. Clap for yourself, man. It is a difficult thing not to be able to look on the side or on the sidelines and see who's cheering for you. You got to be able to cheer for yourself.
That's right. Absolutely. I know that so many times, you know, we may start new endeavors. You may do something that you've been waiting to do all your life. You may have had a dream that you wanted to fulfill long ago, and you have an opportunity right now. And because nobody's clapping for you, you won't be able to finish that out. But I came to encourage you today to clap for yourself. I think that a lot of times when we have things in mind that we want to do, when our family and friends aren't backing us, it's hard. It's hard because you feel like you don't have that support that you need. And it's so hard to press by yourself. But when you got somebody in your corner that's saying, come on, sis, you got this. Or go on, bro, you can do this. It's so much easier to attain. But when you don't, it's kind of hard. But you got to learn how to do it on your own.
I believe during the pandemic, I really taught myself how to keep going, especially, you know, during the shutout, learning how to teach and preach to empty room was something that I had never experienced before. So you basically up talking and preaching and you looking around and you see this empty room. A normal individual wouldn't have the enthusiasm so I really had to be my own amen corner, and that's why you hear me say talk back to me, somebody. And so that's my space where I'm actually gathering more information. I'm not really wanting you to say nothing. I'm saying talk back to me. So it's giving me a second chance or a second wind to gather my thought. Right. And so during that pandemic, I had to look at those chairs, and I envisioned myself preaching to people in those chairs, right, and they was actually not there. So I had that backing, that indivisible backing.
Yeah, we preached a lot to each other.
Yeah.
During 2020. It's so funny that you brought up the pandemic, because that's what I opened with. I said 2020 taught me to clap for myself.
Right.
Because it was hard. If everybody remember how hard 2020 was, for some of us, it's a blur. But for me, it's like yesterday.
Right.
I can remember that 2020 was very hard. I felt so isolated. Things that we would normally do, it was so abnormal. And so it taught us independence. It taught us how to be independent. Right, it taught us not to look for others to pat us on the back. Right. It taught us how to get out there and make moves and take chances. We weren't doing that before 2020.
Right. And if we want to relate it to the social media pages, we don't get a lot of likes and shares and stuff on none of our stuff. And sometimes those things go without a like at all. But if you look at the analytics, it's like 7,000 or 5,000 people that's looking at it, but they're not actually engaging at it. So as I look at those analytics and look at those numbers, I see you looking.
Right.
And so I don't really need your applause, because your look speaks for itself.
That's right. You know what? And I think that I think this should be, this was a lesson for me to be happy for every hurdle, for every trial, every tear, every time I wanted to give up and didn't. This is how I learned how to clap for myself.
Right.
Because, I mean, even in that, our children sometimes don't clap for us.
Right,
I mean,
right,
family
right.
members don't always clap for us. It's normally strangers, and that's okay. Because
right.
everybody is not into what you're into,
right.
and I'm okay with that.
Right. And as a parent, you still have to be into, or at least look like you into what your children
right.
are doing. So
right.
we have to acknowledge what they got going on and listen to what they got going on,
right.
even though they don't really seem enthused or, you know, care about what we got going. But we know you're watching. We know
right.
you're listening, and y'all know what's going on. So it's over the shoulder with us. So we know, just like everyone else, those numbers speak
right.
for themselves.
That's right.
So
numbers
we know it's
lie.
Not nobody over there just not there.
Right.
We could listen to the people that if I pull up now, we got people in Brazil, we got
mm-hmm.
people in Ohio, we got people in New York,
Chicago.
Wherever you are right now, man, we could see where they at in the park when they listening.
Right.
And so we know that these are real individuals because the dots move on the analytics.
That's right. And to just add to that, we appreciate you.
We definitely appreciate you. We definitely appreciate you. Listen, I looked up a few things. It says clapping for oneself is a form of self-affirmation that even parents and teachers have used over the years to make a child feel good about something he or she has done. You know,
absolutely.
when you learn your ABCs, we clapping with them.
That's
right. We was 1, 2, 3. Now I know my ABC. And then at the end, they say, we clap for them. We say, yay. And
that's
we
right.
teach them to say, yay. So we have to continue to do that self for ourselves, that self-affirmation.
So
we still
true.
Have to do it for ourselves.
So true. So true. Oh my goodness. That was a good example because we do. We come when the babies are born, we come
right.
straight out saying if they eat, we applaud them.
Right.
If they potty, we applaud
them.
If they know their name, we applaud them. If they say how old they are, we applaud
them.
They
ride, learn how to ride their bike,
we applaud
them.
When
they fall, we tell them to get them up and then we clap again.
That's right.
And so the same thing goes, we have to, it seems like we forget the simple things when we become adults.
Right.
And learn to apply those things to our work life and to our business life.
You
we
know
still
why, though?
Have to remember to do that.
You know why? Because our expectations change.
Right.
Our expectations change and we start building connections with other adults.
Mm-hmm.
And because we build those connections, we feel like you should clap for me. Because
right.
if it were you,
I
would
clap
for
you.
Right.
So
our expectations change.
Like our
and
friends,
that's
our
right.
coworkers,
that's
our,
exactly
our
right.
family members, our church members. And when we don't see that, we get a little bit disgruntled and discouraged.
That's right. So true.
Wow.
Yes, that is so good. So, I was thinking about this. I said, you know, because we back up when people don't clap for us because what we do, anything we do is major to us.
Right.
It may be small to somebody else, but if you accomplish something, it's big to you
right.
because it's your accomplishment.
That's what we share.
That's right. But everybody don't think the same way. And then, like, you won't even get likes on Facebook because it's not major to somebody else.
Right.
But it's major to the person who posted it. So why not encourage that person when you know, I mean, and
what's
a lot
the
of
point
times
of having a page.
Right. And a lot of times people are saying, I don't know why they doing that. They want to be seen and all that. Boy, don't everybody want to be seen on social media? Why are you posting?
I don't understand the people that say that and they have a social media account.
Right. Why are you on social media?
To look at everybody else.
Right. So what
and
is the
that's
point?
That's crazy.
Like, why do you feel like nobody should be on social media to broadcast what they have going on or accomplishments that they've made? But you get irritated by that point, but you don't want to say nothing, but you'll post your stuff.
Half the time, some of those individuals don't post at all.
Sometimes
they're
they
just
don't.
There to watch.
To watch.
And see what everyone else has to go. They are cyber stalkers.
Right. Right. But you know what I learned? No matter how small it is to somebody else, it could be major, a major accomplishment for you. Right. And you should still clap for yourself.
You gotta clap for yourself.
Because at the end of the day, everybody don't know your story.
Right.
Some people don't see your tears. Some people will never know the fears, the depression, the doubt, but the things that you've walked in to get where you are, to make that very post, what you've sacrificed to get to that post on that day. And right. So if they don't never like it, if they never clap for you, please do yourself a favor
clap for yourself. And it seems as if you're looked down upon on because all you ever post is the good stuff.
Right.
And so it looked mighty crazy for an individual to post that, okay, I got evicted today. I got my lights turned off today. I got fired from a job today. I'm going through a divorce. Right. I'm doing it. So you don't see the negative posts or the things that people are going through.
Right.
As quite often as you see the things that people are excited about.
That's right.
And so now in this era where a lot of people are being paid for their content, we see a lot of foolishness, we see a lot of gossip,
right.
But very seldom personal accomplishments because some people are ashamed or either standoffish on posting their accomplishments
right.
online.
And I don't understand that because if you're an adult, you graduated high school, like people are embarrassed to
you're
say
you're going to the prom,
yeah,
or whatever.
And people are ashamed to put it on social media with fear of ridicule or not ever getting a like. But right. Who cares?
Right, right, right. We have to remember why these apps was created in the first place.
Right.
And I remember watching the movie of the creator of Facebook. He said in the idea of making the app, he wanted to view everyone living their lives through social media.
Right.
And that's where we are. We're in a social media driven era where everyone lives their life through social media.
Right.
You have businesses and big corporations paying individuals to run their accounts so they can generate more income.
That's
so
right.
Everything is ran through social media, whether we want to put our personal business out there or not. We got to get on board or get left behind.
That's right. So true. And you know what? I don't think a lot of people pay attention to the business side of it. Now, content creators, I know they do.
Right.
That's their livelihood.
Right.
But regular people.
Right.
They are afraid to do it.
They will ridicule you and say, all you do is on social media. All
right.
You do is posting this and all you do is posting that. And wondering why their business won't jump off the ground because they are not using
right.
the tool that is geared toward generating sales.
Right. And then at the end of the day, why does it bother you if I'm sharing my business,
right.
my information?
Right.
Why does it bother you? Because you don't have the strength.
You don't have
the
what's
strength
going on.
To do. Yeah.
Or don't have nothing that's going on.
You're right.
Listen to this. Consistency is harder when no one is clapping for you. You should clap for yourself in those times, and you should always be your biggest fan.
Be your biggest. I wrote that at the end of my notes.
It's
be
hard
your biggest
to
fan.
Be. It's hard to be consistent.
Yes.
It's hard to be consistent when you don't. When you don't have that person cheering in your corner.
So true. That's so true. It's hard, especially like what I was saying, when it's your loved ones.
Right.
You want your mom and your dad and your children or whoever, your coworkers, to clap for you when
right.
it's something that's dear to your heart that you're sharing.
Right.
And nobody says anything.
So is it petty? Is it petty when we notice that it's not being done for us? Is it petty for us to not do it for others?
Well, I mean,
if they don't come in on ours, we not come in on theirs. If they not sharing ours, we not sharing theirs.
The unfortunate thing is we've never been like that.
No.
And we still
and
like
we still
everybody's
share
stuff. We
everybody's
share everybody's
people that we never met. If it's good, it's good. If
it's
I
good.
Like it, I like it.
Right.
And then I'm going to put my 2 cents on it, and then I'm going to share it.
I'm going to share
I mean,
it.
Because the Bible tells me, this is what the Bible tells me, do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Well, and then not only that, it says to build one another up.
Right.
It says build
esteem
one another up.
Esteem others higher than yourself.
Like, well, I don't, where, the church definitely don't build one another
no,
up. The church
no, no,
break
no.
down, tear down.
And now that we got church on social media, it's, oh my
it's
God,
horrible.
That's a whole nother episode. But yeah, back to the consistency and clapping for yourself.
Yes. It's crazy, but it's true. It's a true concept, you know, that people don't do what we want done for each other, for ourselves. People don't treat us like they want to be treated. That's what it is. That's the kicker. People don't treat you like they want to be treated. They won't clap for you, but will be upset if you don't stand up and clap for them.
But it's known that you want it done for you, and they won't do it because they know you want them to do it.
Yes.
And so self-affirmations are positive statements that can help people boost their positivity and personal growth. You can grow by patting yourself
on the back.
You can grow by liking your own posts.
Yes.
Don't nobody like it, go like it. You like it.
That's right.
Like it yourself. That's why I have more than one account. I go from all of my other pages, and before you know it, I have 17 likes on that joke, and all of them will be from me.
You're right.
And all of my other accounts, which it'll in turn boost the algorithms, because Facebook will close it up. Or Instagram will close it up if it's not getting any engagement. So with that engagement, other individuals will be able to see it.
But let me tell you, I read a post not too long ago where somebody said, it's a pet peeve of mine to see people like their own posts. Why?
Well, they don't understand algorithms.
They don't understand it. And I said the same exact thing. You don't know how social media works.
Exactly. So you get agitated and turn your lip all the way up all you want. But we trying to open up the algorithms.
That's right. Clap for yourself.
Clap for yourself.
Yes. Clap for yourself. So before we get out of here, I do have something I want to say. Even though, you know, we're not making light of this or being funny, facetious in any way, this is a real life situation. Right. And people have issues with this behind closed doors and don't discuss it. And, you know, this is just a part of life. Sometimes you accept it, sometimes you're not. If you're not in the in crowd, you won't be accepted. But you got to learn how to clap for yourself when nobody else does. None of your achievements deserve to be discredited.
Right.
None of them. Everything that you do is big, whether people like it or not. If you accomplish something, you deserve to clap for yourself.
Right.
If you got over a hump, you deserve to clap for yourself. If you stop drinking, you deserve to clap for yourself.
Right.
If you did something out of the ordinary, you deserve to clap for yourself. If you 49 and got your GED, clap for yourself.
Clap for yourself.
If you've been married over 2 years in this world we live in, clap for yourself.
You gotta clap for yourself.
Clap for yourself. If you have children that have graduated high school and college, clap for yourself.
You got a promotion on your job.
Yes.
Clap for yourself. You got a new car, house. Clap for yourself.
I don't care if you just went into the car lot and got a 2009 Honda Civic.
Right.
Clap for yourself. Those are major accomplishments in the world that we live in today. And I think we take it for granted every day that things are going to be perfect. Nothing in this life is perfect. Nobody's perfect but one. Just one, not any of us. And so I think that it's so important to remember that none of your achievements deserve to be discredited. Celebrate yourself because you haven't given up despite the hardships. You stuck it out and you stayed in it for the long haul. Clap for yourself.
Gotta clap for yourself. Now, I found something else that's really going to touch on I be loving the mental health stuff and the mental awareness stuff. So this one says, self-affirmation has been shown to have powerful effects. Research suggests that it can minimize the anxiety, stress, and defensiveness associated with threats to our sense of self, while keeping us open to the idea that there's room for improvement.
Wow, that's good. That's very good.
Yeah. So you clapping for yourself relieves stress.
Yes.
And it doesn't have you on the defense with your defense mechanisms up. You know, if don't nobody else got your back, you know you got your back.
And it's such a struggle for people who when you say, okay, you did good, but you could do this or that, and people get offended. Better.
Right.
Know that there's always room for improvement. Always. We are pushing for perfection. We're not perfect yet. The Bible says that we should be mature in this life, wanting nothing. But we haven't got to that place yet. We're growing. We're pushing for that place. Right. So there's always room for improvement in anything that any of us do.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to always go from level to level. So you got to remember that while clapping for yourself. Now let me go to the next level.
Right.
And when you finish that, when you accomplish that place, clap again.
Right.
Till you attain what you're looking for, what you're after.
That's good stuff. That's good stuff.
It's always room for improvement.
So how is one of the individuals that's listening to this, and you know I love to do this, that they listening to this, how can they apply this into their everyday life?
Well, I kind of had wrote something at the end of my notes pertaining to what you said earlier. And one thing that I wanted to say was celebrate yourself because you haven't given up. That's my one thing, because it goes back to mental health. Because if you stayed in a race that was hard to fight, you need to applaud yourself.
Right.
And staying consistent is hard with nobody in your corner. It's hard to work on something or on a project or try to accomplish something with nobody in your corner. Mm-hmm. But it can be done. A lot of the times these stars make it because they did it on their own.
Right.
Everybody don't have somebody to stand up and be in their corner. Some people do it alone, and you can do it alone. Not only do you have to do it alone sometimes you got to do it afraid.
Right.
You have to do it when nobody else likes it. Nobody thinks that the idea is brilliant. Do it anyway.
Right.
Because if God placed something inside of you to accomplish, you can accomplish it because God's going to give you the tools to complete that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Do it for yourself. And then do yourself a favor and be your biggest fan.
Right.
I liked when you said that because I wrote that.
Be your biggest fan.
And guess what? Win anyway.
Win
anyway.
I can look back on 2009 when I first went to the things with the DWIs and all the alcohol and stuff that I was dealing with. And I would post each and every year that came around of how many days it was that I hadn't drank alcohol. And then people would come on the post and they would, you know, celebrate with me. I stopped doing that on purpose because I didn't want to keep counting the days it's been 15 years now. I don't know how many years, 50, how many days 15 years is.
Right.
But the point of it is I started clapping and celebrating by myself.
That's right.
Now, I had the support system all the way up till maybe the 10th year when I stopped making the posts. But now I still celebrate on my own. I'm still sober, but I just didn't have to tell you that I was sober no more.
Right. Because then you got to a place where you were comfortable enough to, and confident. I'm going to say confident, not comfortable.
Right.
Confident enough to celebrate yourself.
Right.
Because you knew now, I'm over the hurdle. I made it.
Right. 15 years. Ain't no turning back.
Ain't no turning back.
No shot, no blunt, no liquor, no none of that. Been straight clean for 15 straight years.
15
if I can do it, anybody
years.
Can do it.
Yes. I found a quote that says, some people will never clap for you.
Never.
Clap anyway.
They'll sit on their hands.
They will before they clap for you.
Right.
And all it takes is just a moment. It's a button. You can push it. You can like it or love it.
That's just like no one really likes to give a compliment at your work job. You did a great job. You look good today. You smell great today. You know, no one wants to compliment another individual.
Right. Well, I want to leave you with this. If you don't do nothing else this week, whatever you accomplish, no matter how big or small, please give yourself a standing ovation because you deserve it. Win anyway, sis.
Win
anyway, bro.
Go and pray us out of here.
Lord, we just thank you, God, for another day. We thank you for Motivation Monday, God. We ask that the words that went through, God, that went forth on today, God, will touch, bless, restore, revive those that are listening. God, we thank you for those that are listening all over the globe. Lord, we ask for an awesome Monday. Happy Monday to everyone. And God, we just ask that you keep us in perfect peace. In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. If you so like this episode, man. Drop us a comment in the comment section if you are listening on Spotify. Man, God bless you. God keep you. And be sure to tune in for Freedom Friday. We out of here. God bless.
God bless you.
Thanks so much for joining us for the Preacher's Corner with your hosts, Pastor JT and Lady Fanita. For more information, you can log on to our website at thepreacherscorner.net, Facebook at The Preacher's Corner, and IG, the.preacherscorner. This is an in-house production. We'll see you next time. In-house.